It's the Midnight Radio Network. Eric Harley, Gary McNamara, and I know what you're thinking.
You're not supposed to be here.
I'm not supposed to be here.
You're not supposed to be here.
I must have been at a party drinking too much, and I just... Well,
stumbled
after,
by.
After I drink, I naturally show up at the radio station. No, that's not true. No. I've been shopping. So there I was, shopping. I'm telling you, I was singing Christmas carols out loud in the aisles. I was just in such a great mood. And still am, by the way. Nothing fazes me around this time of year. And I just happened to look down on my phone. I had a notification. I had an email from our old friend, Lyndon Finney, who is the editor at The Trucker. You know, we bring you stories all the time, not only at our website, but on this program from The Trucker. But he's been following, of course, he and the staff, Hours of Service and the NPRM, the pending NPRM, which is now an NPRM. And, of course, Trooper Dial, who is with us on a regular basis as a part of Ask the Law. And so I get this email from Lyndon Finney, and it says, and the title, the subject line is HOS. And I thought, here we go. So I'm sizing up a turkey over here in real life, and then I'm sizing up this turkey of a NPRM with the new hours of service rule on the phone and communicating with some very knowledgeable fellows. We want to tell you, by the way, that this is a very special edition of Ask the Law. Not only because it's on Christmas Eve, but because we are bringing you this new information about the hours of service change. And want to let you know also that Trooper Dial is with us. He is retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol. And he is going to be here kind of helping us sort all of this out as he has been reading through the NPRM throughout the day and getting us up to speed right now. We want to let you know, as we always do, that all the comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. And all the information is up to date as of today, December 24th, 2010. Merry Christmas to the trucking industry. We got a huge lump of coal. And with us as well, Trooper Dial, welcome to the program. We thank you for being here.
Yes, glad to be here.
And also, our old friend Lyndon Finney is here, the editor of The Trucker. And thank you so much, Lyndon, for staying up late and filling us in and also keeping me up to date while I'm shopping for a turkey. I think we found that turkey, did we not?
Well, we found something. It's certainly not... it's certainly not cooked, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Properly.
Well, I'll tell you, we do have all the raw data for you. Yeah. Right here. So let's get down to it. Lyndon, couple things here. First of all, wow, this goes back, and you and I and your staff and the whole industry have been following this. We follow this on Ask the Law. I think Hours of Service is probably the number one topic on Ask the Law, which, by the way, this does not take the place of our January 3rd Ask the Law segment. We will be back here January 3rd to answer your questions. We just wanted to make sure that we got this breaking news on for you. I felt it important to take a break from my Christmas break to come in and discuss this again and get this information from these two very knowledgeable individuals. But we go back to, spring of 2003, and that's when they announced the 2003 rule, which went into effect on my birthday, January 4th, 2004. And they that from there, it started a whole mess of court challenges. The FMCSA was successfully sued later that summer. The 2005 rule went into place, and then the special interest groups went back to court, and here we are again.
Wait a minute, you forgot one. We're on the third rule now.
Which one did I miss? We're on the 2005 rule, are we not?
No, we're on the 2008 rule.
We're on the 2008 rule. Well,
yeah.
In that case, I'm not legal.
Yeah, what they did was they tried to slip one through.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the court said that you didn't announce everything correctly.
Yes.
So they announced it and kept the same rules.
Okay. That's right. It was the clarification. It was a procedural issue.
Right.
The procedural issue, and you're absolutely right. Okay, so they consider that the 2008 rule.
Yes, they do.
You know what? I got to be honest with you guys. Trooper Dial, you have every bit of permission to slap me upside the head on January 3rd when you come into the studio. So, yeah, so, but it effectively is the 2005 rule. However, it is legally the 2008 rule. No different from the 2005 rule. All right. Yes, it was a procedural issue. And I do remember that procedural issue. I had, you know, I got to be honest with you. I didn't know they called it the 2008 rule. So here we are. 2008 rule looks a lot like the 2005 rule. And that's the mess you have when it's a rule and not a law. A lot of people were wondering if this would become a law, if Congress would get their hands on it. And that, I guess that possibility still exists somewhere down the road. But here we are with an MPRM that will change at some point the hours of service rule again. And Lyndon, I was watching. I was on your website just the other day, and you made some great comments in an article, basically saying that, look, folks, don't expect this to be the end of it. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but this thing is going to be, you know, in and out of the courts for quite some time, and of course that will be the case until Congress gets their hands on it and makes it a law instead of a rule. But let's deal with what we have right here and right now. Let's talk about the hours of service and what we're looking at as far as this MPRM. Okay, Trooper Dial, you have been going through, combing through this MPRM, and you have it in front of you.
Yes.
Here's the first item. First item on this new hours of service rule, and remember, this is just a proposal.
Right.
But it would limit drivers to either 10 or 11. I'm telling you, I almost fell down in the store laughing when Lyndon Finney told me this. It would limit drivers to either 10 or 11 hours of driving time following a period of at least 10 consecutive hours off duty on the basis of all relevant considerations. FMCSA currently favors a 10-hour limit, but its ultimate decision will include a careful consideration of comments and any additional data received.
Yes, what they will do is, if they have a lot of drivers that submit their comments and say that we liked the 11-hour rule, we want you to keep the 11-hour rule, then FMCSA, based upon what you just said, will keep the 11-hour rule in place.
Okay. Now,
isn't that Monty, pretty much what the drivers told them in all the listening session already?
Yes.
All right, Lyndon, I know that your staff and you have been following the fact that the ATA had and others had predicted that the number of drive hours would change in the day. A lot of them thought that it would go to 10, and so this kind of follows up on that prediction.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. But it's interesting to see, as we have Ann Farrow as the FMCSA administrator. It seems maybe this is her influence here, willing to listen, because I mentioned that it seemed kind of funny that they haven't really come out with any kind of hard line decision on the number of drive hours in a day. But if you look at it, that's a fairly open, something that we haven't seen in an NPRM in quite some time, at least with hours of service, and that is the willingness to listen to the comments during this public comment period and take some of those or all of those comments into consideration. Did that surprise you?
I think, well, what surprised me was the fact that they didn't say either 10 or 11.
Right.
That they're sitting there. And I think, Trooper Dial, and please feel free to jump in, if you go back and look at the final 2005 rule, which is correct, it's the one that we have in there now, if you look at the analysis and look at all of that rule, it made a solid, it was solid, proving that it should be 11 hours and a 34-hour restart. And it, nothing has changed.
Right.
What we talked about was, if they actually come out with a hard and fast 10-hour rule,
right,
they are going to have to just to basically say everything that was done in the 2005 rule research has to be thrown out.
Right.
It's been replaced with something. And if you, and Monty's read this, and I have too. I finished reading it about an hour ago. There is really nothing in this NPMR that changed what that 2005 data showed, is there, Monty?
No. The data, and in fact, they make reference to all of the data used to establish the 11 driving hours.
Right. Okay.
And I think what they may be saying is, folks, we don't have enough, there's not enough hard data, hard evidence, while we may want to take it back to 10 hours, there's not enough hard evidence to do so right now.
Right.
Unless somebody can come forth and say, well, here's the reason you should take it back to 10.
Sure. And this would be kind of flying against one of the big three items that the this three-judge panel had concerns with, and that was one of the first was the amount of hours in that drivers drive in one day. If they stick with the 11, they're kind of essentially telling the court that, you know, they're going to stick with this and they're not going to address the court's concerns. But as you mentioned, it's with good cause, because none of the data has changed and no new data has been presented.
Correct.
Well, and the other thing is, I believe, and we're going to touch on this in a little bit, I believe the trade-off is going to wind up being that hour of a break during the driving day, don't you, Monty?
Yes.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. In fact, stand by, gentlemen. We're going to talk more about this and... what is a driving window? Well, you're going to learn something. Stand by a special edition of Ask the Law on Christmas Eve. We get this handed down.
Figures.
You know, Gary said it, guys. Yeah. Gary said this. Yeah, well, it'll probably come down Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or something like that. And here it is. So we will, you know, it wasn't far away. It came down, well, December 23rd. But, of course, for all intents and purposes on this program, this is being presented on Christmas Eve. So we'll get back to that and try and kind of, sort all of this out as we continue a special edition of Ask the Law, brought to you by Old Blue USA. Thank you, R.J. Taylor and the staff there, for making this possible for many, many years. Lyndon Finney, retired senior trooper, Monty Dial, Gary and Eric back in a moment.
On the Midnight Radio Network.